This is Dr. Manager, dictating report of consultation on patient Clarence Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth 4/25/1966, referring physician Dr. Mazar Alamir, 192 Harrison Avenue, Jersey City, New Jersey. Dr. Alamir, thank you for referring Mr. Clarence Johnson for infectious disease evaluation. Period. New paragraph. As you know, patient suffered ankle fracture in April 2023, requiring open reduction internal fixation. Subsequent to this, he developed infection of the left ankle, was found to have a metastatic infection to the left clavicle requiring resection in July of 2023. Cultures were positive for methicillin-sensitive Staph aureus. He was treated with intravenous antibiotics on at least two occasions with intravenous ANSEF and intravenous NAFCILIN. Subsequent to this, he developed chronic drainage from the left ankle requiring placement of antibiotic impregnated nail. All, most of the hardware had been removed. Comes now to the office, still with some drainage from a sinus tract on the left medial ankle. Period. Past medical history, positive for diabetes, hypertension, asthma, hyperlipidemia. Social history, heavy smoker. Extensive medication list reviewed. Currently not on any antibiotics. Physical examination reveals well-nourished, well-developed male, awake, alert, oriented, times 3, BP 130 per 70, pulse 76, head normal, ears normal, nose normal, throat normal, lungs clear, heart is minus 2, abdomen soft and tender, extremities, no cyanosis, no clubbing, no edema, pulse is palpable, diminished dorsal pedal pulse, left ankle with decreased range of motion, tenderness, swelling, discoloration, and a medial sinus tract. Foot is also swollen with decreased pulses secondary to edema. Neurological examination appears to be within normal limits. New paragraph. Impression, chronic osteomyelitis, left ankle, failed conservative measures, was offered arthrodesis but signed out against medical advice. Is followed up with orthopedics, who also offered possible amputation. Period. New paragraph. I discussed options with the patient, which include continuing conservative management with oral outpatient antibiotics, which is unlikely to cure the infection. I discussed in detail that an amputation at some point might be necessary for him to return to normal function without chronic infection. Period. new paragraph. Patient is going to follow up with surgery to discuss plan of care. Option four. Another attempted surgery, as well as arthrodesis. Patient has been given instructions to take Keflex 500 milligrams 3 times a day and to continue this regimen as suppressive therapy until a plan of care can be finalized with surgery. Patient has been advised of risks and side effects of antibiotic therapy, including chronic diarrhea, Clostridium difficile colitis, and resistance to the antibiotics. Period. Patient will follow up with you and myself in a short interval and results will be forwarded to your attention. Period. New paragraph. Thank you for allowing me to participate in the care of your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangiam, MD, FACP, and the decision.